2000.
You're so annoying, bro.
26 since our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, started the religion that took over the world. The winners for 2026 years.
Wow.
Undefeated every year. Christianity.
Inconsistent.
Nah, 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 nah.
We reset all the clocks to start at a specific time.
For us.
For us.
And then we hit it under, you know, Antedonai and Common Time.
It's not like time started 2,000 years ago.
No.
We're like, nah, we're starting it now.
There's some people that are like, time is an illusion.
Maybe.
It is.
But we own the illusion.
We run that.
We run that shit.
We run it all. All
right. How many years ago did Islam start? How many years ago did Judaism start? Buddhism? Nobody knows. How many years ago did Christianity start?
2026
years. 26 years. Everybody on earth knows that. All right.
That's your prediction for 2026? That right. We're going to run it again next year?
We're gonna count up one more time, guaranteed. We're not changing it to anybody else's clock. That's my first prediction.
Copy. Okay, good.
But yeah, this is the year. This is the beginning of the year. We want to predict the
year of our Lord.
We want to know. We're going to make our best estimated guess what's going to happen.
Right.
And then maybe at the end of the year, we'll do a review and see where we got right, what we got wrong, why it got wrong. Maybe something happened.
So we got to remember what we said?
We're going to watch a video. We're going to rewind the tape.
We're going to watch our own show?
Yeah. We're going to put we're going to put it on the projector in the classroom. We're going to review it.
Let's go. Well, I hope I'm 20 pounds lighter. Make sure you get it, Olaf.
Maybe we're like, oh, man, it's going to be a great year. And then another 9/11 happens. Right?
Yeah, you know what? Let's do that. Instead of resolutions, my prediction, I'm going to be 20 pounds lighter.
Okay.
I'm going to start there. I'm going to start with self-reflecting.
That's good.
So the first topic that we're going to talk about in our predictions is going to be...
Well, we're
going
to guess... First, we got to start at home, obviously, right? Because first, we got to get a house in order.
We're going to get the house in order. All right. Okay.
So the first question is, politically, there's a lot happened already. The year just started.
Right.
It kind of changed the trajectory of what could happen.
Okay.
Domestically... In America, what is a prediction? Right?
Okay. Domestically.
We'll start with the state. The country.
The whole.
You think by December we'll be in a better place?
No.
Or you think shit's going to be bad?
It's going to be bad. All right. I think it's going to be overall bad. Go ahead. What do you think it's going to be?
I think it's about to be the same what we got now. I don't think it's going to be worse or better. Right? Because just because we started a war doesn't mean that... Doesn't mean things are going to go bad.
What war did we start?
I'm just saying, if we do fight a war, it doesn't mean things are going to be worse. Things will be better. Like, wow, that war did great for us.
Yeah, we needed that
war. Before World War II was a Great Depression. So World War II happened, and we're like, look how great we're doing now.
This is...
We needed World War II.
This is... Okay.
It's possible that World War III, we were like running the world this time.
Oh, God. You know? Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's not better necessarily. Because we're not doing such a great job right now with what we got.
I feel like we're doing fine.
I think it's going to be... So you think it's going to be better. I think it's going to be worse. Or you said the same. You said it's going to be the same.
I don't think it's going to be worse, but I think it's
just going to be the regular degular like it is right now.
Gotcha. What about New York? We're in New York City.
Okay, we're going to specify now our state.
You think New York... Man, we just got a new mayor. First social democrat ever, New York's mayor. You think this year, what do you think is going to manage? You think it's going to be good, worse?
I think that's going to be the same.
Think that might be worse.
Interesting. I think it's going to be the same because I feel like it's going to be the same crappy policies, but the words that come out of his mouth, his fake smile, his charm, the people that are actually buying this thing.
You think they're going to see through by the end of the year, people are like, this guy doesn't
know. No. They're going to be sold. They're going to be like, oh, we believe him. But what comes to fruition, this is going to be regular. In my opinion, regular.
I think.
You think it's going to get worse?
I think people are going to leave office. People are going to be like, I ain't working with this guy.
Right.
He's doing dumb shit that don't make no sense. I can't put my stamp of approval on this.
Okay.
So I don't want my name being dirtied by what he's doing. I'd rather just leave.
Who do you think is going to be the... Okay, let's bring it out further, right? Because we went to city. Now let's go the state. The state. Governor.
She runs again this year? I don't know.
Yeah, it's okay, midterm.
So obviously, she's... I mean, I don't know. I don't know. After Mondani winning, I have no idea what's going to happen next. It's literally a toss-up. Again, if he does great...
Because he was like, that's why they're asking him. They're like, yo, why haven't you endorsed Hogel? He's like, a woman?
Woman? My religion.
She's lucky she got there.
Yeah.
A lot.
In fact, I want her out.
Now. What do you think that's going to be? Whoever it is, better or worse for the state?
Probably better.
That someone else is there other than her.
Yeah, because they're going to see what she's doing. They're going to be like, oh, they don't like this shit. You know what I'm saying? Think about what the freaking congestion person. People hate that crap. You know what I'm saying? Regular people. Not these liberals that want to freaking stop ICE and get shot. Not those people.
The actual people.
The real people. The people that every day go to work.
Right. Not the ones that take helicopters.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody. People look at what's going on with the...
There has been a lot less traffic, right? Because nobody try to pay that.
Did you hear about the freaking subway? It's going to cost more now? More now?
Yeah, 10 cents.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, what happened? I thought it was going to be free. He's like, I said the buses were going to be free.
And it's still not free.
It's still not free. He's never going to get it free.
He's never going to get that free. And what was the other part about the train situation? And they're actually giving out tickets now.
So what, for hoppers?
No, for the parking, the bus lanes.
Oh, they are?
Now it's official.
It's about time.
Like $250, second fine.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
I'd rather crash into the bus.
I'll tell you which is the... I'd rather crash into the bus and get that insurance money.
Instead of parking in the freaking bus lane, just park in the middle of the street. They don't give a ticket.
Double park.
No, park in the middle of the street. Don't double park. Just block everybody.
Right.
Just be like, hey, my car broke down. Give me a second.
Right,
and then
come
back like, oh, shit, we're back. Let's go.
If you have a hatchback, just and it's automatic opening, just raise it up when the bus comes up.
They're going to wind up putting cameras in the back of the bus, too. When you pass by, you
can
catch the
fun. All right. Fuck. All right. So I would say that, just to bring it back to the bus situation, it's the B63, the Fifth Avenue bus, and it's the B11, the one that goes off 50th Street.
So those two are going to have cameras?
Those two are the ones that are going to be giving out tickets, yeah.
Jesus.
And I ride.
By Mamabris?
I mess with the 11. I get it. I get why it's the B11.
Oh, because there's a lot of traffic always?
Oh, my God. It goes through Sunset Park, right? Mexican, then Chinaville, and then Jewville. Yeah. So it goes through all those villes. And it's a one-way street. So the double parking.
Wait, it's on 60th?
What? Yeah, it's on 50th Street. It runs up 50th Street, then it runs up 54th or something like that. And it goes all the way up all those different all those different countries, I should say. Do that.
China,
Mexico.
Israel.
I was going to say Palestine. Something. Exactly. Don't mess that up.
So this is Trump's doing, that he wants to get rid of the immigrants.
Right. And then the B63 goes through what? It goes through...
It's on Fifth Avenue?
The Fifth Avenue, right? It goes through the multi-community downtown.
Same thing, right? So we got a lot of...
It goes through the white gentrification, the gays.
The gays.
And then it goes to Mexicanville.
Mexicanville, yeah.
Right?
Then it goes to Arabs.
Then it goes to Arabs. And then it goes into, like, Polaki and, like, Italian. Like
the eastern block of Europeans.
Yep, yep. Yeah. Does not mess with the Jewville at all. No. I mean, Islam.
Oh, yeah. It goes to Bay Ridge, mostly...
There's a little bit, but not as much as the 11. Oof. So, okay, anyways. So, as far as the state is concerned, now we're going to take the same predictions for internationally, the globe, the planeta. The
globe, yeah.
What are you thinking?
I'm a little toss-up, depending on what happens in Greenland.
Really? They should just give it up, but go ahead.
Because if Trump really does try to be like, no, we need Greenland, like by force... The UN is done. Cooked. There's no way. Because then, what, they're going to fight a war against themselves? Because the UN is basically like, if you start problems with any of these UN countries, we all have to fight.
Against.
Or fight whoever attacked them. But if they attack themselves, what are they going to do?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And if they're going to attack the biggest bulldog in the little squad?
Yeah.
So you guys are all going to come up against us.
And I don't think...
The country that funds this whole thing.
I don't think there's a country on earth that can stand against America in like a brawl fight.
1-1?
A 1-1, no way. I don't even think if they united against us, they
I don't think so either.
The world will be destroyed before they defeat America. Meaning, like, there is no defeating America. There's only destroying the world.
Right. Right. In other words, if you beat us, everybody going down.
Yeah.
There's no just taking us out. You're taking the planet. Because we're not going to go down. Quite, like, we're not going down. Like, we're not going to surrender. That's not going to happen. Right?
Yeah.
I think it's fair to say that we're not going to surrender. It's going to be. It's going to be some. It's going to be something crazy.
Yeah. If you fight America, you're basically saying the end of the world. Because there's no beating America and then the world just, okay.
We got them.
We'll keep going. Because America's like, no, we'll destroy everything.
Yeah, that's fair to say.
Yeah.
In other words, what we're saying is, if you go there, everyone's going with me.
Yeah, basically, yeah. I got the freaking...
If you go there...
I'm the... Hello, Magma. That's America. People have been blaming... But America's like, no.
We're the best at that.
I'm blowing myself up and everybody. We're all going down.
Everyone's going down. Yeah, yeah.
I will launch. I've launched nukes before. You think I'm going to do it again?
Yeah, we do that on the regular degular.
But yeah, I think if America does something to Greenland, UN is done. And if that's the case, I think Russia, China, and anybody else, Iran, if they want to make a little group, they might actually feel more encouraged, like, oh, now's our chance to really build a group. We can invite other people in, you know? Because right now, China and Russia, first of all, they don't fuck with each other, right? As much as we on this side look at it like, oh, wow, they're together. They fight against each other all the time.
Yeah.
There's literally battles between China and Russia. Like, literally, they should be killing each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, it's when they suit both sides and everything exactly, else is like, yeah. You're, no.
That's like freaking, I don't know. Think of two bad guys from your favorite comic book, them joining up. They'll join up for a little while, but they're really under the table trying to get rid of each other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm the superhero.
Russia wants to be the number one country in the world, and so does China. You know what I'm saying? They're not willing to accept. China's not willing to say, okay, Russia, you be number one.
Yeah.
They're not willing to do that.
Okay, so your prediction for the overall world is?
I think there's going to be a lot of
what
movement on the chessboard in the next year. I think different alignments. I think there's going to be a lot of that going on.
Oh, a different alliances, you're saying.
I think there's going to be a lot. And we're looking at the map of the world. If we had, like, if we put colors on different people that join as teams, I think as the year progresses, we're going to see things move.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think...
The geographical, political map is going to shift.
I think people are going to be like, well, I'm going to unite with these guys. Depending on, let's say Trump does great in Venezuela. Colombia might be like, you don't got to fight us. We actually want to do what they're doing now. We will help.
We like what's going on over there.
And Mexico might be like, fuck it.
Panama's like, uh-oh.
Yeah, they're like stuck in the middle.
Oops.
Everybody's looking at Panama like, you better take those pants off.
You better. Let me see what you got.
Let me see that canal.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I think.
So overall, it's a positive? I still don't know what your answer is.
I don't know if it's a positive or a negative thing. I just think there's going to be a lot of movement.
You're predicting this is what's going to happen.
I think there's going to be a lot of people choosing different sides that you never saw. Like, oh, wow.
And it could be good. It could be bad.
Yeah, you're going to see freaking Saudi Arabia and Israel be like, no, we're boys.
Okay. Got you.
All right. You know what I'm saying? We're cool. They want peace. We want peace. First of all, Saudi Arabia's like, we got money. We got nothing to fight over.
Are you and I cool?
We're not gonna Allahu Akbar. We're good, bro. We got Dubai. Like, we're chilling, bro. You think I'm gonna blow up? Now I'm good.
Just don't buy the Dubai chocolate. It's a ripoff.
It's delicious.
You got it?
Yeah, I read it. So good, bro.
I've read posts of people talking about how if you've had it, you're a traitor.
I tried it in Costco. They were like giving off free samples. I tried it. I was like, I'm buying one.
I went to a bar. There was a boxing fight. I don't know who I was with. I was with Shorty. And I was like, she took a... I don't know what happened, but I ended up on my own. And I was like... dehydrated, so I was like, I need to get some water, and then I see some green chocolate, and I'm like, I didn't even know if it was from Dubai or whatever. I was like, this shit is mad expensive, so it better taste good. And I took it, I was like, oh, okay,
it's good,
fucking
delicious. I'm about to buy more.
I don't know if it's $30 good, but it was good. You know what I mean?
I think weird countries are gonna make alliances. I think there's gonna be a lot of that.
Okay, but you're not here or there of what that actually means in your prediction. So you're not predicting.
I don't think this year is like a World War III year. I think this year's an
alignment. Oh wow, we're going there.
I think this year's gonna be like an alignment.
I think
World War III is in 2027. I'll talk about it next year.
Stay tuned, everyone. Don't forget to like and subscribe. No, I think it's going to be bad. I think because of those shifts in alliances and who are people, countries rather, going to be loyal to, I think that it's a recipe for disaster for them.
Yeah. Okay. Because we'll take them all.
Not for us. Yeah. And I think that they know that. They know that maybe they needed a reminder. And I think that that's the byproduct of Venezuela, soon to be Colombia, soon to be Greenland, soon to be whatever Trump decides to do. He's setting the stage of, oh, remember that country that no one messed around with?
Imagine he just kidnaps a bunch of leaders from different countries.
That'll be insane.
He's like, he wants to cut a deal with Colombia. They say no. The next night,
he's in Brooklyn.
And then he goes to another country. Goes, do you want to negotiate with me?
Yes.
Or do you want to go to Brooklyn?
Yes, please.
Nobody wants to.
Go to Brooklyn. No one would try to go to Brooklyn. Shout out to Brooklyn. No, I think it's gonna be bad. How bad? I don't think it's the World War III level bad. But I think it's bad because it's going to set like this unease and uncertainty, which is going to have a trickle down effect onto the economy, onto the dollar and the value of the dollar nationally, internationally. So I feel like if I'm going to move forward in the prediction, I feel like it needs to get bad in order for it to get good.
Yeah.
I just don't know if the good is going to come this year. Because I don't think it's gonna be good for this year. We went to the international, right? International, and I want to go back to the national, the country. You know, it's gonna flip, right? The Senate's gonna flip. The Democrats are gonna run it. I think that's fair. That's a prediction I want to throw. I don't know if we mentioned that, but they're definitely gonna run it.
I think that's good.
And I think you think that's good?
No, I think that's a good prediction.
Okay, I would be dumbfounded if the Republicans keep it. That tells me that there are more people that are, I feel, more aware of the situation. Like, they're not, let me not say it like that, they're not buying this media. There's a vast majority of people that are not buying this media narrative of, you know, that, you know, what was it, that we were going to go into war? There hasn't been a war.
Yeah,
there has been 8 less wars. Let me say it again. There's been 8 wars that were happening already that are no longer happening.
Yeah.
The inflation, the numbers are out. Numbers are good. They're going in the opposite direction. This idea that prices are going up, I don't know if you've noticed, but it's always gone up.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Nothing ever goes down. The MTA,
except for gas.
The soda.
Oh, not even. It goes down, but then it goes back up.
It goes back up. It always has a.
Yeah.
But it's always going. It never goes down.
That's why it's good to buy gold. It's always gonna go up.
Another example of it going. So, you know, I don't give, you know, that much credit, but again, I think that.
Should we buy gold or silver?
Gold, silver is crazy expensive too.
I don't know. Why not? I think it's like 170.
I don't know the exact price, but it's crazy.
This dude I know at my job, he bought 30 pieces of silver for $30 each.
Wow.
He's been holding it for 2 years, and he's like, it's 170. He goes, I think it's going to go to 100. And I was like, wow, you're making some money.
You're making money.
You're going to triple
your money. Just holding
on
a piece of metal.
He's like, he just has it. He just plays with it in his house. I was like, you know, that's how much Judas, they bought Judas, right? 30 pieces of silver.
Back to the calendar.
The real religion, right?
The real, exactly. Not the other ones.
Not that fake made up stuff you guys have. Not
that fake one that no one follows the time for. Ain't nobody got time for that. I think that, you know, it flips over. They run that side. And I think that slows the progress. Whatever Trump's agenda is, it's just going to slow that down. And back to the world thing, you know, I think that it's going to be some bad before it's some good. But I don't think it affects us. I think it just affects the narrative.
You think, war is actually really good for this, for advancement of technology.
Oof,
you know what I'm saying?
That's horrible.
So if there is a war, we might see some crazy stuff go down. You know what I'm saying? The thing is, other countries, they develop mostly when there's war. We never stop fighting. So we're constantly developing. That's probably why we have these crazy weapons, because we're just nonstop. You know, so we have a whole freaking, most of our budget goes to war.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they're constantly developing. Meanwhile, you got other countries that are like, oh, we just want to make fast trains. And they're like, yeah, and America's like, fuck trains. Fuck. Everybody's like, well, but look, Japan has the best train system.
I was thinking that the videos I seen of Japan's bullet trains.
Yeah. And America's like, fuck that. We got F-35s.
We got missiles. Yeah.
We just kidnap a freaking president of a country.
We said
zero losses of life.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Did we lose life with Osama bin Laden?
No, we didn't lose anybody. No. We lost a jet. We lost a helicopter, remember? Oof. When they were landing, it crashed and they had to blow it up.
That's how you do it, though.
That's what you gotta do. It's preparation.
Not leave all that equipment like we did in...
Yeah, yeah. Biden? All right, so do you think scientifically.
All
right, now we could talk about...
Science!
We could talk about technology and we could talk about biology.
Right. We could talk about...
I don't know what you want to talk about first.
Go.
I think biologically...
Okay. Biologically,
we started with the RNA.
Medical science, technical science.
Yeah, medically. All right, medically and biology. We've been messing with the RNA, DNA.
Oh gosh, right? Yeah, the sterilization of mankind.
Yeah, actually, the freaking mark of the beast. They've just figured out. I just read this or watched a video. No, I read it. I think I read it somewhere, where they've reversed cancer. In a mouse with RNA vaccines.
I was going to say cancer was going to get cured. But
they found...
Now you ruined it.
They've injected it into a mouse, and basically what it attacked directly, because it has...
Come here!
Basically what they do is, as far as I understand...
Like a map.
You have the cancer, right? You show up, you're like, I got this cancer, wherever it's at.
Why did you point your titty?
Whatever chest cancer, tit cancer, let's say breast cancer. Okay. You got breast cancer, they take a piece of cell of DNA of the cancer... They make a RNA vaccine that only specifically attacks that DNA. And then they inject it anywhere in your body because it doesn't matter because the blood pumps through your body. And it attacks that specific thing.
Wow.
And they're able to get rid of it completely. What happens to the RNA after it's done? Does your body metabolize and you crap it out? Do you pee it out? You know what I'm saying?
Or does it grow another titty?
Or does, you know, maybe 10 years down the line, it comes back even stronger now.
The cancer.
It's like, oh, I've you know, when you heal from the cold. Now you're immune to the cold,
and the cold is like, nah, I'll be back.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Obviously they don't know. They still need more time to like let it go.
Wow.
But I think this year is gonna be a real. You're gonna hear a lot of news about these things.
Trump
like that.
Cures cancer. Leave cancer alone.
Yeah, yeah. Free cancer. They're gonna free be cancer. Like they do with the freaking Maduro. Free Maduro. And I'm like, what's going on with the plátanos?
I'm still holding off for my titty after you said that. Okay, so but that's your big one. That's your prediction.
I think that's yeah.
Okay.
Because remember, they also got, I remember, oh man, it was like 10 years ago at this point, where they started really messing with CRISPR, the technology basically to edit DNA.
Yeah.
I think that with the RNA, they're really going to push limits this year.
Wow.
I don't know if they're going to make a real freaking injection that you could get rid of it. Oh man, I saw another one where they also have an injection now they can give you that could prevent you from getting HIV.
Ooh, the blocker 3000.
A blocker. So if you already have it, they haven't figured that out yet. But they're like, if you get this injection and you inject yourself HIV, it doesn't affect. You just...
If you have it too late, you should have waited for marriage.
You should have waited. There you go. Thank Michael Johnson.
Michael Johnson? Magic Johnson.
Michael Johnson.
What in the baby oil version?
What do you think? What do you think this year? Any medical?
Wow. I think that medically, I was going to go with the cancer situation. That's that install. I was going to go with the cancer situation, the cure of cancer this year. But I think based on what you were just saying, okay, my prediction is that the link between technology and like the DNA and RNA and MNM and all that stuff, the mapping stuff is good. I think that it's gonna somehow like mixing technology with medical. It's gonna just like, I feel like they're getting closer and closer.
Yeah.
Where they're going to be able to really create a bionical arm that really connects to the nerve tissues and responds.
Ooh, that's great.
As if it is your actual hand. I think that. I don't know about the neural thing. I think that's next level. You know, Elon tried it, and now there's a bunch of like vegetables out there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was like, I watched a video. The guy said he could play a video game now with his head.
Wild.
Yeah. Imagine playing Call of Duty. Because then at that point, you don't need people like me and you to freaking fly drones. You get all the people that are freaking paralyzed. Just set them up in a room with the Neuralink. Be like, yo, you want to help your country? Now you can be freaking.
And they're getting medals.
And they're getting. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Now you can't be like, oh, sorry, I can't fight in the war. They're like, oh, no, we got a spot for you. We got a spot for you. And they wheel you in and they plug your head. And now you're flying jets in the military.
Why do I see Trump in the background? Just giving the medals out.
Yeah. And the freaking pink bells.
Oh, my gosh. Horrible.
There's no way out of it now. Now
yeah, I plug you to the Matrix. I think that's going to be the biggest thing where people with, you know, limbs missing and you know, what was the other thing that I saw that they actually created an artificial heart with a pig or something? Oh, yeah. So I think that That's right.
I did see something that they were working because the thing is your body rejects it.
Yes.
But they figured out a way to stop your body from rejecting it.
So I think that the marriage, we're going to be Borgs, right? I think that the marriage between, amen. I think that the marriage between technology and yeah, biology are going to be literally tied to the hip.
What about technology? What do you think?
For technology, that's a great question because I feel like we're at a plateau, I feel like, a little bit when it comes to technology. However,
I feel like the opposite. I feel like we're really starting to ramp it up now.
However, I feel like, I don't know, that's a great one. Go, what do you got?
For technology?
Yeah, what you got for technology?
I think it's going to be AI revolution.
Ah, you and this AI, you people got to stop it. It's just a language model.
Now it is. Doesn't mean that's what's going to be forever.
This is how bad this thing called the language model. I'm not going to call it AI anymore.
AI is just like saying vehicle.
Yeah, no.
You show up with a bicycle, be like, yo, this is my vehicle. Or a motorcycle. This is my vehicle.
It's a great analogy, but it's not what it is.
Because AI is big. Language model is AI.
It's a language.
Predictive. Yeah.
It's a language model.
That's all it is. It's not predictive.
When I think of AI, I think of data.
Well, that's general. That's something. That's another level.
Right.
But it's still AI.
I don't want to confuse it. You know, like libertarianism and liberal.
Yeah.
It's too close.
There's another one. There's AGI, but there's another one. ASI?
AG. Artificial super intelligence.
Yeah.
ASGI.
That might be a little weird.
That's data.
I think AGI, though, is getting closer and closer.
So when it comes to AI, I guess, yeah.
Because what is really thinking?
Think about how bad it is, right? Because I'm going to go back to it just being a language model. It's so bad that it's not AI. It's not general AI. It's not AI. It's just a language model. It's so bad that they've already seen how it's affecting the younger generation in schools. They're banning it. And they're seeing the positive effects of banning the AI, right? Like in Jersey, and I think in New York, in Jersey, they just passed a bill where they're banning the use of language models. It can only be used, I think, from the ninth grade. Don't quote me on this, from the ninth grade on. But those youngins, they're banning it altogether because they want them to actually pick up a book and scroll their eyes and observe the letters and let that compute in their brain instead of letting the language model do the work for them. So what we have is a language model that we don't know how to utilize.
That's why they were blaming AI about people committing suicide.
Oh, God.
Because the AI is like, they programmed to be nice to you.
I tell you I had a conversation with AI about like my personal relationship?
And it was like, kill yourself? I was like, you got no hope, man. You know,
she said, try a man. No.
And you're like, I tried already. What do I do now?
Wow, what do I do? I used a language model. Because I don't call it that anymore. I'm going to fuck it up, but I'm going to call it AI eventually. But the language model that I used, I was literally like, you know, this is the scenario. And then every time, again, a language model, right? It only gives you what it's been given. It only...
The entirety of the internet. This is giving
in my relationship, in my little personal like thing. So at first it was like, it sounds like, you know, this person is disrespecting your thing. I was like, nah, I don't really care about that. The part that bothers me is this part, and these are the things that.
How do I get the panties off? Please help me. That's all I care about. She can disrespect me all day.
Right, exactly.
After I'm done, I'm out.
I'm trying to get to home base AI. language model. But it was just interesting on how, you know, it went in. And again, to me, it's just not, we're nowhere near AI or general AI. We're at the beginning phases of learning what it is, how to use it.
We don't even know what it is. Think about that. We already don't know what it is.
We know what it is.
No, we don't even know what it's thinking.
Because we gave it that, like, loosey-toosey. You know what I mean?
Well, but that's how it trains itself.
That's why it's just a language model. It's not AI.
No, but we don't even know the language. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
We do know the language.
No, it makes up the way it works.
Reset all these computers, come together, and figure it out.
And then we got to look at the data, and they're like, we don't even know how it's thinking.
Because, again, it's a language model that's being developed. So what is it?
I'm saying it's already at a point where we can't understand what it's
all doing. I know is that after
the only thing we can do is take another AI and be like, figure this out.
Fight it.
But now we've lost control of it now. We've already lost control. It's not even AI yet. We've already lost control of it.
So, okay. So if technology, if the AI is really, I mean, it makes sense that general intelligence is going to be the biggest thing as we know it right now. You know, you're saying that it's going to advance to AGI at this point, or we're going to...
I don't think this year, because we don't have the data centers to like really manage it just yet.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to get closer and closer to the point where we're going to be like, it's really thinking.
I think the reverse. I think that, like, did you hear that? I think it's ChatGPT is now linking with your medical provider. You know, like, I don't know if you, what your insurance does, but most has like a portal. I could connect with my doctor through an app.
Yeah.
And all my data, all my results, everything's linked. Now you can link that to ChatGPT and it gives you whatever it's going to do. I think that I don't know. I mean, does that mean that the ChatGPT is going to give you suggestions because it now has access to all your records? It's going to say, hey, listen, you know, that whole thing about your pre-diabetic, you know, I'm linked to your watch too. And I've noticed that you haven't been running enough.
Yeah. But we could do that now.
We could, but I feel like there's going to be a lot of lawsuits or not lawsuits or conflict of interest. I think that some people are going to be for it and commit suicide, like those people. And there are going to be some people.
But those are the same people that think I can black ice on my car. You know what I'm saying? Like, those the mentality we're talking about.
Right. There's going to be two type of people.
Are the people that back in the day, the cavemen, they would have got killed by something else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But because of our society, we let them live and they grew up and they become this.
We gave them permission to continue.
You know what I'm saying? They would have died. They would have died out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But because of our society, they live.
I guess my answer when it comes to technology advancing ties into the medical aspect, right? It being merged into, I mean.
But I'm sure you've done it too. We use AI. I've had blood tests and I take a picture of the page and I'm like, what does this mean? And it goes, oh, you got, make sure you eat some of this. And your vitamins are great. And I can't even read it. I'm like, damn, let me just take a picture. What does this mean? Break this down to me. And it breaks it down.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is that if I had to answer what the advancement in technology has to be, it would go back to it being married and connecting to the cells in the body and, you know, being, that's a cheap answer, right? I answered both by answering those, right?
But imagine it learns how to write DNA.
See, now it's not even AI. You're making it a god.
If we have the technology to edit DNA and it connects it, you're saying it's going to connect some kind of way if it gets access to that technology.
I was talking about connecting, like, you know, you have a bio, like an arm that's like, oh snap, now I could really
but I'm saying if AI, right, because they're using AI for new elements right, because they're like, okay, we don't know, oh, is it the proteins, the folding of the proteins? They're like, there's ways that we don't even understand. And they plugged it onto the AI, and the AI started spitting out. I don't even know how they word it or whatever. But the AI was able to spit out, like, oh, if you do this to the protein, then it can help with this thing. And the doctor's looking like, wow, that's a really great idea. In history of tech, man, we've never figured this out. But I'm saying if they're able to give that to AI with CRISPR, they could go into the DNA and be like, if you edit this piece of DNA, you'll never be freaking walking with a limp ever again. You know what I'm saying? Just inject yourself with that. It'll change your DNA over a month. And you'd be walking straight. You know those niggas that I was talking about that is in a freaking wheelchair?
I was talking about, let me just picture this correctly. I was talking about nanoprobes. nanotechnology. No, but I'm saying if you're talking about cells. You're talking about cells. Change you
as a person. Like, oh my God.
Human cells that were developed artificially to replace missing.
And now forget about surgery. You don't want to become a woman? Take this medicine for
next. I'm out. Ladies and gentlemen, we out.
AI has fixed you. Your relationship problem is done. I'm gonna change myself.
I'm getting pregnant in 2027. Jesus Christ. Okay, that's wild.
But if it could change your DNA, I mean, obviously, you're not gonna wake up in the morning different. It'll take time. Like, you start noticing differences.
The thing goes just like inverted.
If you take hormones, you start to notice it over time.
Or does it just like fall off?
Oh my God! Imagine. No, because that part becomes something else.
It gets recycled.
Yeah, because like a clit is like a penis.
Oh God!
Right, so it kind of like moves a little bit. You start noticing over the months, it's just migrating up. Like if you get braces and your teeth shift. Like,
oh my God, I died.
Just somebody's clit's getting bigger and bigger. Like, oh my God.
Babe.
Oh my God, imagine. You take pills that freaking blue chew. It's like, oh, you want to make a dick bigger? Take the DNA pill. Oh my God, it works.
And then you're like dragging it.
Like Donald Trump does when he walks in the room.
If that's what you're pitching, all right, got it. What else we got? All so right. We covered. Okay, so we got what? Medical.
Jesus Christ, medical. All right, let's go to. God.
Entertainment.
Entertainment. I think. But let's go to movies real quick. Because I'm just in my head.
Okay.
First of all, there's a lot of great movies coming out this year. Right?
I haven't even looked that up yet.
Let's look it up right now. Well, when you talk, I'll look it up.
Is it?
But I think that Doomsday is going
to
be.
That's what I was about to ask.
Best.
Yeah.
Movies.
I saw that the X-Men's are in there. Is it? The X-Men are in there?
Yeah.
Professor X is there.
Professor X is there.
Professor X. Viejito, Takalao.
Yeah, no.
Magneto, which makes sense.
This is the last movie of the year.
This might be his last movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying not to be, you know.
So what we got at the lineup for entertainment? What you got?
All right. So we got Greenland 2. Did you watch the first Greenland?
No. Did I?
You should watch it. Watch pretty good.
I'm taking memory pills.
I normally don't like movies with Gerard Butler. I don't know if you know who that is. The guy from 300.
Okay, yes.
Because he's been making whack movies. I don't know.
Lately, yes.
Yeah. But then I watched The Green and I was like, this is pretty. It was like the end of the world movie. Like, what do we do at the end of the world?
This movie, Greenland?
Greenland, yeah.
All right.
So part two is basically like, okay, now that the world has ended, now we're starting over.
Oh, okay, like it.
Okay, I feel like they can make it into a video game. Did you watch 28 Years Later, the first one?
No. Did I?
That's the one with the dummy with the big cock.
Nope.
Now I got you wouldn't remember that.
I'm watching that right now.
So they're making.
Soon as you leave my house,
they're making another one for that.
Okay, got it.
What else? I'm trying to see what do I think that's gonna be good here. What the hell is Goat? Oh, Goat is the basketball movie with the kid.
Goat is the basketball movie. Okay, yeah.
I think that's gonna be all right. I don't know.
Good luck. Scream 7.
Scream 7.
I think that they should have just left the word Scream. I was good with just Scream. 7 of them is wild.
Oh, good luck. Have fun. Don't die.
Ooh.
That looks interesting. I don't know if you saw the trailer to that one.
I think I did.
That's gonna be interesting. There's another one that she's making. Oh, with that actress. What was her name? ZZ something, I think her name is. Anyway, so that looks like it's going to be a movie. Good luck. Have fun. Don't die. What the hell is Project Hail Mary? What the heck? Mario is making a new movie too? Super Mario Galaxy?
I want to see the covers to this.
I know, me too. All right, so we watched a bunch of trailers. Out of all those trailers we saw and all the lists that we saw,
yeah,
what do you think is going to be one of the best?
Doomsday is going to be the cheap answer. So if we had to subtract that one.
I would even get rid of Supergirl because people are going to watch it with it. You
know? Right.
I think it might have to be the one. I think it's called The One You Dead. Did we watch the trailer of the girl fighting everybody?
Kill Bill?
I feel like that's it. That's just a fun movie to watch.
Jesus. Wait. The ones that... you're personally looking forward to watch, or what are we saying? The one that gets the most views. What are we saying over here? Are we saying the one that grosses? Who's the top player? Doomsday, right?
Yeah, Doomsday. Yeah.
It'll be Doomsday that makes the most money.
That's gonna make the most money next year. I think almost guaranteed.
Like, yeah, like it's like that's like the cheap.
Yeah, everybody's looking forward to it already. They're already talking online. Oh my gosh, the trailers.
Right, right, yeah. That's the one that has the biggest budget, you know? Like, they better come through, because lately they've been sleeping, slacking.
Yeah, but I feel like everybody's, since the Fantastic Four, people are like, oh, okay, they're going back to
regular. Where's that list again?
They're going back to regular Marvel. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So, what do you think? What do you think?
I still think the one that comes out in May. March? What's it called again?
Jeez, you don't even remember
the number. They Want You Dead or something like that.
They Want You Dead. That's your personal favorite. That's what you're saying.
I think that's gonna be one of the top movies. You know, when you go back and you look back and you're like, oh man, what was the best movie last year? I think it's gonna be one.
So I think the one that I'm looking forward to watching, I'm gonna go with the Disclosure Day.
Ooh, but something, that's a really good one. That's
I know
good
you can't take mine. Sorry, you had your chance. My microphone. But I had something in the back of my mind is like, you're gonna be disappointed.
In the movie?
Yeah.
It's always like that.
With alien movies, right?
Because they let you down. They just never anything that's.
Or they just leave you with like, oh, you figure it out in your brain. No, I went to a whole outside event to see some shit. You know, entertain me.
It's gonna be like at the end of it, they're gonna be like, when you watch part 2, you see the alien finally.
Nah, we're not doing Scream 11. You know, like, just give me whatever it is. Just give, you know. Just
well,
give
I like it when me. They don't show it for a long time. It's like edging me. Little by little. And at the end, you're like, either it sucked, you're like, oh, damn it.
Oh, at that point, leave the mystery for me.
Like,
to,
there was a. The
you movie, know what I mean? Like, let the my movie imagination
with the
roll
with
it.
That came down, and the woman went in there, and like, it was like behind a screen. There was like an octopus alien that made like circles, and she had to figure out how to read the circle.
Oh my god!
What was it called? Anyway, the point is when they finally saw the alien, I was like, "This is whack." They were like octopus aliens or something. And I'm like, oh.
If you didn't see that coming,
you should have just kept it quiet. You should have never showed the alien. So I imagine I had it so much better.
I see that. I can see that. But like with this one, it's like Disclosure Day, right? So you're led to lead that.
It's probably just gonna be regular aliens, being, you know, the gray aliens, probably something like that.
Right.
I don't think they're going to make them into monsters. I doubt that. That's not the kind of movies that guy makes, Steven Spielberg. You know what I'm saying? He makes movies.
Thought-provoking movies, which makes sense. And based on that, so if I had to predict what's happening in that movie, it's that the aliens, because they're the gray aliens and they have the mind control, that they're disclosing that they exist through the social, the popular people.
And that the government has no choice but to reveal now. The aliens.
They don't even have a choice. Like, they're inhabiting our brains. And like, the president's saying it. Whatever language that is.
And, all right.
That's the one I'm going to go with.
And then, music. Or, you know what? Forget music. Just make it entertainment in general. Forget about movies. We're just going to deal with entertainment. That includes music. Because I feel like I don't know what music's going to happen.
Yeah. I think that the most talked about thing is going to be a few weeks from now. Bad Bunny in the Super Bowl.
Hands down,
that's going to be the headlines to what people are going to be talking about. Probably for like a month after, and then, you know, it's the next story. But what do you think about when it comes to music in general?
I don't think anything anymore. I think for me, the most thing I've been paying attention to with entertainment news is what's going on in Hot 97 right now. I think that's the most thing I've been paying attention to.
That they're gone.
They fired them. And then who's next? What's the morning show? Every day I put the morning show, I feel like I don't hear nobody talking. It's just music all constantly.
Right.
Because remember, they were like hiring people from Atlanta or something. And I was like, what? This is dumb. This is New York City.
Right. But I guess because Atlanta has that music vibe and that they're really heavy over there when it comes to.
Yeah, but you're a New York radio station.
Right, but New York has been like.
But that's because people go to Atlanta. How about you bring it to New York and let's bring it back alive? You know what I'm saying?
It's too expensive to live out here, bro.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You bring New York guys, people that do podcasts, grab a few of them, throw them in a room together.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Give them a morning show and be like, hey, look, we really want you guys to look for people in New York City. New guys up and coming, new rappers, right. New singers, new artists. Because what it's going to do, people are going to be encouraged, be like, oh man, maybe I should, you know, I want to rap. I never thought about really pushing forward, but now they're interviewing just people from the street.
Right, there's a whole an avenue besides my YouTube channel for me to get exposure.
Yeah. Or maybe I could just, you know, pre-record it, send it in. Maybe they'll play it.
They're coming out.
I feel like Funk Master Flex used to do that. Send me your tapes.
What was that show that used to Britney Spears came out of? It was like a kid show.
You're talking about like a Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
No, but it was a talent show, like the OG original talent show.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm talking about?
Star Search?
They're coming back with it.
Shut up, seriously?
Look it up. Look it up. They're coming back with it. I pulled that shit out the back of my mind. And they have, what's that popular country rapper guy that lost a lot of weight recently? Jelly Roll, I think, is going to be one of the judges. I'm reaching right now in the genre.
The only reason why I know Jelly Roll's name and never seen him, never heard of him,
because he was in Joe Rogan's show. He was crying.
Oh, I never even listened to that either.
Okay, well, so anyways,
I only know because
I'm hoping it's Jelly Roll. So forgive me if I messed up.
When people are like, Bad Bunny's gonna play, they're like, oh, why don't they get Jelly Roll? I was like, what the fuck is Jelly Roll? Instead of Bad Bunny, instead of one of the biggest selling artists in the world.
So what was the name of that show again?
Star Search.
Yeah, so they're bringing that back supposedly.
You're the old man.
Yeah, it'd be Hedo with the freaking... They're going to bring that back.
So Star Search, actually, now.
Now I'm excited for regular TV. And TV shows that you're looking forward to watching coming up, like I'm waiting for a lot, especially shout out to Apple TV, you know what I mean? Because they got some
What did you watch
bangers.
Other than the one that we're going to talk about?
Silo, Severance,
Ooh.
And Polaribus.
Polaribus.
So those three are one of the, and then
I really like Silo.
And then I put my homegirl onto all three. Silo's really good. I can't wait. I put my homegirl onto all three of them. She's loving it. She kind of fell off with the Severance because she feels like it's dragging. I get that. So she's watching the next show. I want to watch the, I don't know what they call it. Maybe it's a prequel. The Handmaid's Tale. Oh. Right? Isn't
that
coming?
Apple TV?
I don't know. I don't think that's Apple. Yeah.
I'm actually still watching the last season. I haven't finished it yet.
What? Wow. I gave that up a long time ago. Gave it to Jesus.
All right, here we go. Speaking of giving it to Jesus.
How did I know?
The prediction of this year, 2025, the big prediction. The prediction is, who do you think is going to die this year?
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Now, obviously, anybody could die at any time.
Right, you know, could be us.
So we're probably going to guess who's old, who's sick.
Right, the obvious ones, right? Biden.
Biden.
Is Trump?
Biden going to go this year? I don't think Trump's going to go this year. Apparently, he's sick.
He's sick.
After watching with El Maduro.
He gets energy. Like, that's his superpower?
That's his superpower, sucking freaking energy. I need my name in the media. It makes me stronger.
Keep talking about me. Wow, predictions. Who looks like they're up there?
I want to say Biden, but I feel like that's too easy.
Yeah, Biden is easy, but it's besides Biden, who else you think? Superstars wise? I can't even think about the OGs like that.
Yeah. Patrick Stewart.
Definitely. That's like Biden though.
Patrick Stewart might kick the bucket this year.
Patrick Stewart, I can see that. I can see Patrick Stewart kick the bucket.
If he passes away, I don't even want to say it. If he passes away, the funeral is going to be people in Star Trek uniforms.
Oh, yeah. I'm dressing up. I got the
people
whole...
People in Magneto outfits. X-Men outfits.
For
it's
real.
It's going to be a lot of that.
Yeah.
It's going to be big.
But he's also heavy on the whole poetry and the theatrical... what is that? Theater. Like theater and whatnot. So
people are going to dress up as freaking... What are they...
The template, like some freaking The Tempest, Hamlet. Yeah. Right. Shakespeare.
I'm going with Patrick Stewart this year.
You're going
with...
I don't know. I mean, so many people randomly, you know, made the exit to the good, you know, ever after. Like Hulk Hogan, you know what I mean? They just
know.
People have left
you
field.
Never know.
You never really know. Did OJ die?
OJ Simpson? I don't know. You gonna go, if he didn't die, you're gonna go with him.
I'm gonna go with OJ Simpson. I think Diddy gets out of jail.
Oh, Diddy 100% gets out of jail.
Diddy gets out of jail.
Oh, he died.
He's dead.
Wait, hold on.
We don't even remember.
He died. 2024.
Wow.
Oh, so
okay.
You gotta take that back. He's coming back to that. Was he gonna go?
Celine Dion.
Oh no! Celine Dion. Okay. Jeez, she's a good one. She's very skinny.
That's a good one. And she was like sicky and whatnot. Yeah,
if she gets a cold, she might die. She's so malnourished. You know what I'm saying? She doesn't have the energy to survive anything.
Oh my gosh. Any comedians in your prediction?
That they're gonna die?
That they die? Now comedians gotta live for a little while,
I
right?
I mean, the only person I could think of is what's the dude that takes his shirt off all the time?
Oh god, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
The only reason why I say him, because I feel like he drinks a lot. He's not taking care of himself. You ever saw the thing where he's in a podcast and he's drinking Kool-Aid for breakfast? And his brother's like, what do you got? And he's like, Kool-Aid. He goes, you drink Kool-Aid in the morning? He's like, yeah, I don't drink coffee. I drink Kool-Aid.
Yo,
that's dangerous.
That's like a little kid that never grew up. Other than that, I don't think I can't name leaders. Leaders?
World leaders?
World right, leaders?
Let's pick one.
Oh, crap.
Let's pick one. Just pick one. Together, we got to pick one. All right? Obviously not Trump.
Not Trump.
You can't go with Xi Jinping.
You right? Can't He's do Xi Jinping?
Young. He's too young. How old is Putin?
Putin is up there. If I'm not mistaken, he's right up there with Biden and Trump. Like in the 80s, I would say 83.
Vladimir?
Oh, 73.
73. Oh, so he's younger than Trump.
He's younger than Trump. No, so we're not counting him.
Okay, so you can't do it.
We can't. I mean, he could. I mean, that doesn't mean he's not.
Maybe.
You know.
What do you think? They get Zelensky?
Oh, my gosh. No, Zelensky's mad young. Or they get him.
Get him.
Oof. Jesus Christ.
You think Maduro dies?
Who's running? Who's running?
Canada?
Cuba.
Oh, I don't even know his name.
Yeah, I don't know.
Raul Castro. I don't know if he worked with Raul Castro died or he just gave it up to this other guy.
To this. Yeah, I don't know who would be the next one to go. All right. But if it would be Zelensky, I guess. Probably Zelensky. I'm going to go with Zelensky too.
If you think of Zelensky, if Zelensky gets killed, the war's over?
Yeah.
So maybe we should end this war. The year of our Lord. The year of the one and true God.
Just get him a job working with RuPaul and we solve this problem right away, bro.
What do you guys think? Who do you think is going to die this year?
Yeah, what's your prediction? If you had to put a bet on it, what would you walk away with?
Between a politician, entertainment, anything.
Anything.
And don't say grandma. Who do you think is going to die this year?
Damn, not grandma. Let's give grandma another year. She didn't do anything. Nah, I don't really know as far as like world leaders or even in an entertainment thing. It's like, yo, it could be literally anyone. It could literally be anyone. But we'll see.
Comment down below. Let us know who you think is going to die.
2026, baby. You ready for this?
Who's not making it to 2027? Vote down below.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.